makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick, Viola Vaughn, Red Engel, and our guest this evening, Charles Boyer. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Say, Ray, have you noticed that Charlie this evening? Why, he's just bubbling over.
Oh, really, Edgar?
Yes.
I say, haven't we better put a pan or something under him, you know? I
mean, No. I mean, he's all excited.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yes. You see, we're expecting a little visitor.
Edgar, a Gainov. Congratulations.
Oh, No. It's nothing like that. No, Charlie's excited because he's going to meet his little pen pal tonight.
Pen pal?
Yes. A little French girl.
Oh, from Devil's Island, no doubt.
Oh, No. The schools have encouraged the children here to correspond with children in foreign lands. Mm-hmm. And Charlie's been corresponding with a little girl across the Atlantic.
Oh, that's novel, isn't it?
Yes.
Writing over water now.
Oh, yes, and she's visiting relatives in America now and is coming over to see Charlie tonight.
Oh, so I see. So that's why he invited me over to the house. I get it now.
Paris in the spring. Oh, tra-la, tra-la, tra-la.
Well, how are you, Charlie?
Oh, I'm just so excited, Berg. I'm just so excited. I can hardly talk.
Yes? Or is it your cold? I don't know. It certainly is contagious because I got to do...
Yes.
Well, I was just telling Ray about your pen pal.
Oh, yeah.
I say, Charlie, now, are you really serious about this little girl?
No, not really. We'll probably just get married and have a few children, but I'm sure that's as far as it'll go.
Ah, yes. Those French mamselles.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the one I met in Paris at a spa.
What spa?
A Nest spa. I just fling off things like that.
Yes, you should, too.
Like a little bit of jewelry, eh, boss?
Oh, it's a matter of opinion. Ray, as we say in French, why don't you scrannez-vous?
Oh, very well.
Oh, he got it.
Yeah. Charlie, I was thinking, you don't speak French.
No.
Do you expect to carry on a conversation with her?
No. Just carry on.
I see. Yeah.
Do you understand all her letters?
No, but I understand that perfume she puts on them.
Oh, yeah.
It's so.
I see. So her letters are perfume.
Yeah. The postman always sniffs twice.
Well, is that one of her letters there in your pocket?
Uh-huh.
Well, look, Charlie. She's put the stamp on upside down.
Yeah.
That means love, doesn't it?
Well, either that or she was standing on her head at the time she stamped it.
Well, I think, Charlie, she's just a little crazy about you.
Well, match. Her letters are just full of l'amour, toujours l'amour.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
No. What is that?
That's French for hubba, hubba, hubba.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Charlie, look. Look, what are these X's at the bottom of the letter?
Well, it ain't algebra, bud.
Kisses. Well, then I guess she really is interested in you.
Well, she asked me for a lock of my hair.
Yeah.
So I sent it. No harm in that.
No. No, I've done that many times myself.
You didn't know when to stop, did you? Well, so long, Bergen.
Well, where are you going, Charlie?
I gotta go over to the house and get things ready for my little Parisian pigeon.
Have you provided suitable welcome for her? How about flowers?
Well, I'm dickering for some orchids.
Dickering?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You haven't actually bought them yet, have you?
No. But if the guy ain't at his flower shop tonight and the transom is open...
Yeah?
We close the deal.
Oh, I knew.
Yeah.
In honor of Charlie's eagerly awaited guest, Ray Noble and his orchestra play a medley of gay Parisian tunes. Say coffee, you think Chase and Sanborn. When you taste Chase and Sanborn, that's shade-grown flavor. It's that shade-grown flavor that makes Chase and Sanborn the big favorite it is. You taste it in every cup, in every sip. It's a bonus of sheer enjoyment. Yes, shade-grown flavor is impressive to taste, richer and more delicious, because it comes from finer coffees, slow-grown in tropical shade. That's the secret of its extra flavor, because growing time is flavor-making time. Constant sunlight may make coffee grow too fast and ripen prematurely. But when the growing process is slowed up, the coffee gathers more flavor every day. That's why these finer coffees are grown in the shelter of taller, leafy shade trees. That natural awning filters the sunlight, lets in just enough, gives the coffee beans a chance to mature fully and completely. That's where the shade-grown flavor comes from. Enjoy it every day. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Well, Mortimer, salutations and New Year's greetings.
Well, thank you, thank you. I wouldn't know what to do with them, though.
No, I know. How are you enjoying the new year?
The new year?
Yes.
What happened to the old one?
Why, it died last Tuesday.
Well, you don't say. Nothing serious, I hope.
No, no, no. You see, the instant the old year ends...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. The instant the old year ends, the new year begins.
It's a right nice arrangement.
Yes. Why, you should have known that it's 1947. Don't you ever look at your calendar?
No, I don't.
Well, why not?
Well... I get embarrassed.
Oh, you get embarrassed? What's the matter?
Well, there's a picture on it.
What is it?
Well, it's a picture of a bathing girl.
Now, listen, Barnaby. I'll explain the new year and the months in it.
Oh, thank you. I'm all ears.
Yeah.
E-O, E-O. I'm a cut-up.
Yeah, all right. First... There are how many months in a year?
Oh, that many, huh?
Yeah. We'll start at the beginning. What's the first month?
First month?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know. How about January?
No, thanks. I never touch it.
No. Now, the second month. Why do they call the month with only 28 days in it? What do they call the month that has 28 days?
Oh, shorty?
No, no, no.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Go ahead and laugh and get it all over your face. Go ahead.
Now, please. Mortimer, now, these people have come here especially to see you.
That's a heck of a way to start a new year. Yeah.
Now, what is the second month?
I don't know.
You don't know, no. What comes before March?
Oh, before March. Forward? Oh.
In school, didn't they teach you the verse about the different months? You know, 30 days, half September, April, June, and November?
Well, sure.
Well, then, now say it.
Okay. Well, 30 days, half September.
That's fine.
And all the rest, I don't remember.
You're addle-headed.
No, I'm Mortimer-headed.
All right. Now start again. 30 days.
Well, 30 days, I resemble April, June bug, and October.
Go on.
All the rest have 91. Gosh, this poem's a son of a gun.
Mortimer, you're the most stupid person in the whole world.
Yep, that's right. When them what know stupidity best, it's Mortimer 2-1.
Lady Garden sings the lovely ballad, "You'll Always Be the One I Love."
You'll always be the one I love. Every hour, every day, every year. You'll always be the one I love. Through each smile, through each sigh, through each tear. My heart will feel the same old glow. Even though the stars may fade from above, I promise there will be no other arms for me. You'll always be the one I love. The one I love. My heart will feel the same old glow, even though the stars may fade from above. I promise there will be for me. You'll always be the one I love.
This is terrible. I forgot my house key. Now, how am I going to get in? Well, maybe Charlie's home already.
How do you do, sir?
Whom shall I say is calling?
Why, Ray Noble, what are you doing in my house? And why are you dressed up in a butler's uniform?
Master Charles, sir, wants to impress his feminine visitor from France and desires to put on the canine.
Oh, I see.
Oh, dear, 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 another visitor. Oh, good evening, sir. Announcing his matinee idolship, Mr. Charles Boyer.
Hello, Edgar. Edgar, what's the idea of the butler?
Oh, that's just Ray Noble.
Well, the people on your show really have to earn their money, don't they?
No, it isn't that. We're all sort of enjoying this romance of Charlie's with this little French girl. She's due here any minute.
Oh, so that's why Charlie wanted me to come over here.
Oh,
well, yeah. Ray, you're not going to outdo me. If you're going to be his butler, I will act as his interpreter and secretary.
You know, Mr. Boyer, I once had a relative who spent considerable time along the Riviera.
Nice?
No, actually, I think it was a nephew.
Raymond, I am here.
Oh yes, sir. Oh, very good, sir. Announcing his Chase and Sanbornship, Master Charles McCarthy.
Oh, Mr. Boyer, it's so good to see you.
Thank you, Charlie. Your faithful interpreter awaits your bidding.
Yeah, well, now, if this girl turns out to be a slick chick, as we say, n'est-ce pas? I bid you not muscle in.
No, Charlie, I'll only act as your translator.
Yeah, well, don't let my toujours l'amour take a detour.
Oh, come now, Charlie. Surely you don't think that I would like...
Oh, huh? Don't I? I've seen you in those pictures.
Oh, but that was all in fun.
Yeah. Some fun, eh, kid?
Anyway... It will be refreshing to meet someone from France. Tell me, is she a real Parisian?
Is she? Look at this letter she sent me. It's even perfumed. Smell it.
Mmm. Oh, yes, yes. The enchanting fragrance of Paris.
Yeah?
Onion soup.
Oh.
Well, let me read the letter, Charlie.
I would rather you wouldn't, really.
Why? Huh? Is it personal?
Well, it must be. She was afraid to write it in English. But this last line here confuses me. Would you read? What does that say right there?
Let's see. Je ne vous envoie pas d'amour, je la porte avec moi. That means I do not send my love. I bring it avec moi. Avec moi means with me.
With me.
And avec lui means with him.
Oh. Well, what's with you?
Nothing. What's with you?
Yes. Wonderful. How do you know so much about the French language?
Oh, it's very simple. I carry a French dictionary.
Oh.
But, Charlie, you know, I'm anxious to meet this girlfriend of yours.
Yeah, well, I sure wish she'd come. I'm kind of nervous. Oh, Mr. Boyer, tell me something nice to say to her in French.
In French?
Yeah.
What would you like to know?
Well, I don't know, whatever you think. Let's pretend that I'm a beautiful French girl. Now, what would you say to me then?
Well, let's see. You are the French girl and I am the boy.
Yeah, but remember, no fraternizing.
No, Charlie, very well. Okay. Now, chérie, mon chéri, mon amour chéri.
Yeah, well, tell me I'm pretty first, then I'll get you a glass of sherry.
Oh, what beautiful hair you have.
Yeah, it's wonderful what a henna rinse can do.
May I hold your dainty white hand?
Oh, Monsieur, pourquoi?
Well, because it looks like a little white dove.
It does? Well, if it lays any eggs, they're mine.
Oh, mon petit chou. That means my little cabbage.
A little cabbage? You're supposed to teach me how to make hot love, not coleslaw.
Ah, chérie, come with me to the... Well, that's funny. What's the name of that place?
The Casaba.
Oh, thank you.
Pardon me, Master McCarthy.
Yeah.
Your friend read somebody or other, and his colleagues are out on the porch. They say that they're the musicians you hired from the Rat Sluggers Club.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. They're supposed to be out there now.
Yes.
So, Charlie, you even thought of hiring the boys to play soft music.
Yeah.
Well, well, the girl will be helpless. Ah, you rascal, you.
Pardon me, Master Charles. They want to know if the cue for starting to play is still the word red.
That's right. When I say red, they're supposed to start playing.
Yes.
And tell them softly and romantically, too.
Very good, Master Charles. Announcing her Parisianship, Mademoiselle Yvonne Boulou. Woo, woo!
Bonsoir, bonsoir, everybody.
Ooh la la, oui, oui, and Wow. Oh, welcome, Yvonne. Did you have a nice fun voyage?
Oh, oui, oui. But I am so tired from the long trip. I just want to stretch my legs.
Yeah. Well, they look all right as they are. Eh, Secretario?
Mm, oh, oui, 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 ah, oui, oui, oui.
And who is this great big gorgeous skunk of a man?
If you don't mind, the word is hunk.
Oh, please forgive me if I speak busted English. You are disappointed in me, no?
No, no, no. On the contrary, you are exquisite.
Oh, yes, yes. And that's a nice dress you're crowded into, too.
I am so very happy to be in this country. I hope I can cement relations between France and America.
Oh, wait, 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 wait. Cement mixer, party, party.
Je suis tellement heureuse de vous voir et de rencontrer quelqu'un d'aussi charmant que vous.
Oh, gracias. I mean, donkey shine.
No. Tell me, Yvonne, are the Champs-Élysées still as gay as ever?
Yeah, and is the Eiffel Tower still leaning?
You mean Pisa Tower, Charlie.
I mean the whole thing.
Ah, but please, let us not talk about Paris. Let us talk about you.
Oh, you say the sweetest things, Yvonne. You are so beautiful.
Charlie, hadn't I better check with the boys about the music?
Yeah, that's a good idea, yeah. And Red is the cue to play, you know, yeah. Now, where was I? Oh, Yvonne, you are as beautiful as a rose in bloom, and your lips are cherry red. I say your lips are cherry red. Red, red.
I heard you, I heard you.
Yeah, I know, but Red didn't, yeah. You're red. That's it, yeah, that's good. Yvonne, you set my heart afire like a crepe Suzette. Your eyes sparkle like burgundy. Ah, my little fleur-de-lis, let me fill your arms with me. You are so lovely. Oh, my beautiful one. Hey, fellas. Hey, Red. Hey, Red. L'amour.
What has gotten into the orchestra?
Well, it certainly isn't music. Secretario, what's wrong?
I don't know. I think somebody tied a knot in the string section.
Yeah. Well, let's try it again. Ah, my little fleur-de-lis, your lips are as red as... Oh, that's better. As red as cherries kissed by the summer sun. Oh, they are as beautiful as...
Fran. Hold it, Fran. Thank you, Fran. Fran, I'm Ursula Twing of the PG Pest Control Company of Eagle Rock. And they call me the Smiling Exterminator.
They do.
Yes, and I'm here to rid your house of all those unwelcome little pests.
Well, let's start with you.
Yeah. Well, friends, I'm peddling pest control service and... Well, no, I'm not exactly peddling either because my bicycle has a broken sprocket.
My good fellow, don't you know you are interrupting your romance?
Oh, I am? Well, there's nothing I can do about a love bug.
It's quite clear to see there is no romance in your show.
But there is. I must say you're wrong. There is. There's nothing I like better than to hear the pitter-patter of little feet around the house, especially if they're mice's feet.
Why just take your little feet and patter out of here?
Well, it just so happens that I heard that remark, young man.
Well, so what?
Well, I'd not like it, and besides, I have an appointment, and so I'll just take my little spray gun and flip. Goodbye, I.
Now back to work, if you can call this work. Yvonne, listen, babe.
No, Charlie. Huh? Let me show you. Yvonne, Charlie est beaucoup trop jeune pour vous. Vous seriez bien plus heureuse avec quelqu'un dans mon genre.
Vous avez raison. Je ne savais pas que Charlie était si petit. Qu'est-ce que nous attendons?
Oh, you will over my dead body.
I
beg your pardon, Master.
Yes, Raymond?
Is it time to announce that you have 50 million in the bank, like I told you to?
Oh. 50 million? Oh, Charlie, you're so rich and so handsome. I do not deserve a boy like you.
Yeah. Well, who does?
I know a simple little peasant girl like myself would be much happier with your poor secretary, Monsieur Boyer.
Well, I like that.
So do I. Shall we go, Yvonne?
Yes. Au revoir, Charlie.
Oh, taking French leave, huh?
I'm so sorry. Well, I'll be seeing you, Chuck.
Yeah. Why, you double-crossing fugitive from the Casbah. You make me so mad I could see red. No! No! No!
It's so easy to get finer coffee, there's no reason for you to miss out. Just ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shake-grown flavor. So many people take that easy way to get finer coffee these days that Chase and Sanborn is breaking all records, and shake-grown flavor explains it. There's more flavor there to enjoy. Naturally, more people enjoy it. More people are drinking Chase and Sanborn today than ever before. Shake-grown flavor is the attraction. Everybody wants it. It's the richer, fuller, more satisfying flavor of finer coffees slow-grown in tropical shade. Longer growing time means more flavor-making time. That's where the extra goodness comes from. Don't eat another meal without it. Don't wait until mealtime to enjoy it. With food or alone, Chase and Sanborn coffee, with its shade-grown flavor, makes the occasion by filling your cup with supreme coffee satisfaction. Remember, by the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chase and Sanborn. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Right now, an unusual opportunity is open to the young women of America. The chance to enroll as student nurses, to train for a career in one of the nation's most respected and most promising professions. The pay is excellent, and the work inspiring. If you're between 17 and 35, in good health, and a high school graduate, apply at your nearest hospital or school of nursing. Take advantage of today's demand for competent nurses by enrolling now. You will be a lifetime. Yours will be a lifetime of reward.
Be sure and listen in next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, and Pat Patrick will welcome as their guest Edward Arnold. Charles Boyer will soon be seen in the Enterprise production Arch of Triumph. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California. Fresh vegetable goodness is no problem for housewives who keep V8 vegetable juices in the refrigerator, because V8 combines the juices from a whole garden of fresh vegetables. Tomatoes, celery, lettuce and parsley, carrots, watercress, spinach and beets. All these vegetables are pressed and packed in a rush to capture every bit of that right-from-the-garden freshness. V8's flavor has a delicious tingle, and yet there's only a whisper of added seasoning. The combination of the juices gives it that zesty goodness. That's why so many mothers let their children enjoy V8 with lunch or with an after-school snack. And that same tang and tingle is why V8 ice cold wakes up your taste for breakfast, why V8 is so tempting before dinner. So tomorrow, pick up a few extra cans of V8 at your grocer's and keep them in the refrigerator, ready to serve. Then let the family enjoy V8 whenever they wish, because there's a whole garden of fresh vegetables in every delicious sip.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.